other than the last 3 minutes. That was a good performance by our team on both ends. I thought we defended well again until the last 4 or 5 minutes. I thought we rebounded the ball well. I thought we moved it well on offense, which enabled us to get some driving opportunities and get the ball inside and get us to the foul line. And really pleasing to have a situation where finally we had a lead, and with 7 minutes to play in the game, 3 minutes to game play in the game, we had extended the lead. That's something that we've not done well this year, and we had the lead extended, and then of course we kind of gave a lot of it away, more than a lot of it away, I guess, there quite at the end. But in any event, very well played game by our team. I thought that we just got good play from, you know, all the way throughout. Okay, thank you. Anybody have questions?
How did you get already?
None.
Kevin, defense has been a concern for the guys anyway. I mentioned that Thursday night. I guess it probably was for you as well. How did you feel like that?
I thought we played very well defensively. And again, until the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game, and I thought we got a little sloppy, but I thought that it was one of our better defensive performances of the year. And late we started fouling and giving up easy baskets, but I thought for the first 34, 35 minutes, it's as good as we played.
What was the key on Morrow? He didn't get his 12 till really the game was over.
I thought Shane really did a good job of being on his toes when he caught it. We didn't want him to have any catch and shoot opportunities, and Shane was the main reason. Andre came in and did a good job as well, and other guys got switched on him and did a good job. But Shane, I thought, was the primary guy that defended him, and defended him extremely well.
And how much of a factor was that?
How much what?
How much of a factor of Morrow not really being involved?
Well, if you can take one of those two guys out, him or Clinch, who's their two main guys, then you really helped yourself, and Shane's been our best perimeter defender, and he was I thought he was excellent tonight.
What is it about you guys in Georgia Tech? Is that just a good matchup for you all some time ago?
It wasn't 2 years ago when we were down there. we played well. At least it felt like we played well today. And interestingly enough, it felt like we played well a year ago. And I went back and watched the tape in preparation for this game, and we were awful a year ago. But we had defined awful in a different way about 2 weeks before. So we all thought we had played well, but when you watch the game, it was like, oh my goodness. But I don't think either one of us were very good teams at that time. And then Shane made some shots in the last 10 minutes of that game, and it wasn't the way I recalled it at all. And then, fortunately for both of us, we both became much better teams as the season went along. But that wasn't exactly a masterpiece that we played last year, I can assure you.
Do you think this one will get that same review?
Next year when we get ready to go down there? I don't know. I thought we played well today. I really did. I've got to try real hard not to let that last 4 or 5 minutes, cloud my memory. But we, for 35 or 6 minutes, we were a real good basketball team today, I thought.
The first 20 in particular, I guess, right? You shoot 65, they shoot 35. Is that about as good as 20 minutes as you're going
to? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good because they're a good team. I mean, obviously, they went into Indiana the other night and had a chance to win the game. And Paul is a great coach, in my opinion. I think he does a terrific job, and so you always have to be doing something well when you play them because they're going to test you on both ends of the court. And the key for us today was our ability to not let them have a lot of rebound flurries on the offensive boards, and that was for us to look up and for Smith not to have any offensive rebounds. we didn't have a lot of turnaround time from our game on Thursday night, but we sure talked about trying to box him out. And now he only played 14 minutes, so that helped. But we were really concerned about him and others on the offensive boards.
You talked about this the other night a little bit, but again, Metcalf, 15 points. Can you really understate what you're getting inside when you combine his stats with Allen's, just the difference in the look that you guys have to issue with the production you're getting?
Well, it's very helpful, obviously, to have both of those guys be productive. And Allen's played well. Allen's played well since the beginning of the season. He's been good since practice began, and you know, he kind of has a little bit of that look like you know, maybe Dan Cage or Ted Skuchas. Ted had it late, Dan had it all year last year, where you know, those seniors just sort of get to where they understand what it's supposed to be about, and Allen is going in and competing and playing, giving us really, really quality minutes. And if our season's going to go where we want it to go, that's going to be a key component of it.
Last question for Coach. Kevin, they kind of pressed you guys in the backcourt a lot, and you guys like to play up-tempo game this year for sure. Were you guys kind of licking your chops when you saw the way the game was paced the first half?
Well, we liked what we saw in the first half. Our guards did a good job of getting open, and other than the one turnover we had at the end, I don't think we turned it over to them. But our guards did a great job of getting open, and then if you get the ball in, then you can turn it into an advantage on the other end. And so that was our plan. We were going to try to run through it, and that's how we would try to play any press. We don't mind being pressed. And yet Georgia Tech does what they do very well. If you go back and watch the Indiana game, they really gave Indiana problems with it. And so our guys executed, and that's what we had to do. We had to play really well to win this game, and we did. Thank you.
Thank you.